You're listening to Past and Present, the Colonial Williamsburg podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Harmony Hunter. When settlers landed at Jamestown in 1607, they brought with them everything they thought they'd need to set up an English outpost in the wilderness. This meant physical supplies like food and tools, but some of the cargo they carried was intellectual, trades. Our guest today is Senior Staff Archaeologist Dave Givens. Dave, thank you for being here today.
Well, thanks, Harmony.
Well, before we talk about the trades and the tradesmen that the settlers brought with them to Jamestown, I thought we could kind of refresh what the Jamestown settlement is to Virginia history, just for folks that might not be as familiar with Jamestown as they are with Williamsburg.
Yeah, Jamestown is the beginning of our nation. It's our nation's birthplace, and it just happens to be on the island here in Williamsburg, Jamestown Island. And it's been the center of attention archaeologically and historically since our nation was founded. Throughout the 19th and 20th centuries, it's been celebrated as the nation's birthplace, the 300th, 350th anniversary, and most recently the 400th anniversary with the Queen and the President and all that. But in just in the last 19 years, it's become the focus of archaeology, which is the study of the artifacts, the things that the humans have left behind. And so, as Dr. Kelso's book states, it's the buried truth. And so we've learned a lot over the past few years just from the artifacts.
Jamestown has the distinction of being the first permanent English settlement. So before there was a Williamsburg, there was a Jamestown. This is where settlers first got a very tenuous hold on the New World and managed to stick. And what I think is really exciting about Jamestown, and you've mentioned, is that archaeology is ongoing. You are still discovering things that are telling us about those first months, those first years, as English settlers tried to become a part of the American landscape and merge their culture with the Native American population that was already here. And part of your work is archaeology at Jamestown. Talk to me about some of those digs that you do ongoing at the site.
Yeah, well, on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, we're out there excavating. And it's really the discovery of the story, you know, the forensics of figuring out what went on there. Because archaeology, like I said, it's a buried truth. And when we're digging in the ground, we see the picture of the Virginia Indian, the Native American, the African Americans that arrived here from 1607 all the way up to 1699 when the capitals moved here to Williamsburg. And so that, you know, that's the big picture, is that we're finding out about our past, not just finding things. And so that, you know, on a daily basis, we're out there digging down, excavating, and finding out that picture.
What part are you excavating right now?
We're in the center of the fort, and we're working on a cellar that dates from about 1608 to 10, which is a fascinating, you know, two-year window into the fort, early fort life. And it's an unbelievable amount of artifacts and representation, again, of for instance, of Virginia Indians. The English dug cellars and wells, and the Virginia Indian artifacts ended up in those holes, which is a rare glimpse. The Virginia Indians didn't necessarily dig holes in the ground. The tidewater is very wet and things get moldy, and so everything with their culture was above ground in corn cribs and things like that. And so we have this unique view into the Virginia Indian past.
How do the Virginia Indian artifacts get into those wells and cellars?
Well, we now know, again, from the archaeology, that there were Virginia Indians living and working in the fort based on the artifacts. We find their tools. They use their traditional tools in the fort. And they end up, again, falling in when they become disused. So shell beads, bone needles, traditional stone tools.
This gives us a nice segue to the tour that you're here to talk about today, which is a tour of Jamestown Island James Fort, that discusses or explores some of the trades that were being practiced at Jamestown in the early settlement. And one of the ones that you focus on is the blacksmith. So we know that the settlers came to Jamestown with the intention of finding precious metals. So it follows that they brought some of that expertise with them.
Right, right. One of the chief things that you would, folks that you would need in the 17th century, if you were setting up a colony, was a blacksmith to repair the armor, to repair the horseshoes, make nails and things like that, that were crucial to literally building a colony. And so that's one of the things that we found evidence of in another cellar. And we've been working with the Colonial Williamsburg blacksmiths for nearly 5 years now in their pursuit of understanding how iron was made in the colonies and a lot of the tools that we dig up, they're studying. And so we've been working hand in hand in a very wonderful relationship and figuring all that out.
You mentioned that nails are one of the things a blacksmith would make, and I assume that's one of the things that you're finding. What are some of the other artifacts and tools that you're uncovering that you can associate with the blacksmith's trade at Jamestown?
Well, one of the things I learned recently was we actually have the tool that nails are made of. It's a small, almost anvil-like piece that has a hole in it, and the blacksmith slides the nail rod through there and then hammers the head onto the nail. And Shell Browder, the gentleman we're working with on some of these tours and things like that that we're doing, he actually was using the exact same one that we dug up, which is a fascinating. It just hasn't changed in 400 years. It's the same type tool.
And Shell Browder, of course, is Colonial Williamsburg's blacksmith, or one of Colonial Williamsburg's blacksmiths.
Right.
So you mentioned that you're learning how they made metal here in the colonies. How did they do that?
Well, there's local ore here. That's one of the commodities that's here in the New World. It's called limonite. It's known to the locals as bog iron, or commonly known as bog iron. And it's out on the beaches, and you can go sort of pick it up, roast it, and then if you have a furnace, you can actually make iron, which we've demonstrated numerous times at Jamestown. So that's sort of a lost art. And they're doing some essentially experimental archaeology and building these furnaces and making iron right there in front of the public. And it's a very fascinating six-hour process, but you start with rocks you picked up on the beach, and in 6 hours you have iron that could be made into nails, swords, hangers, all kinds of good stuff like that.
What kind of furnace construction are they using?
They're using a traditional style that's used throughout Africa, Europe. It's sort of a tower. It's about 2.5-3 feet tall or so, and you add charcoal and the bog iron in the top, and there's a bellows that goes in the side, and it constantly feeds oxygen into the furnace, and the iron trickles down into the bottom and then is pulled out in the end as a flaming ball of hot iron.
So the blacksmith that came to make these nails and horseshoes and other necessities for the fort, is that all he was here to do, or would he also have been assaying other metals that they were expecting to find?
No, there were assayers, that was their alchemists, that was their specialty. And they do use crucibles and things like that require a high level of heat to melt down, looking for zinc and other things in the colonies. But yes, that's a separate field.
Was the blacksmith's furnace and evidence of a blacksmith trade something that you would have expected to find as you were excavating this fort site? Is that something you would have expected to see there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's, like I said, the blacksmith is the universal guy. You gotta have a blacksmith to repair tools, make tools, adapt to the new environment. And so we have found numerous blacksmith's forges and things like that along the way. But yeah, we that was something we expected to find.
Where did you find it?
Recently, we found evidence in a cellar, and it was sort of in the center of the fort. And how we came to find it was we found as a blacksmith is hammering the metal, you see scale and droplets, and they're almost microscopic. And we were able to pick those up with a magnet, and took them to the Smithsonian, where they did scanning electron microscopy, and it was pretty clear that was going on down in a cellar underground. We wondered why, and it was our blacksmith provided the answer. There's different types of iron, like steel has a different color when it's being forged than iron, and so they would want to see that. So it's a rather unique situation that arose out of those droplets.
So they need almost a dark room to work in?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I think once you start to people the fort with these different trades, you begin to see a sort of living community that is a perspective you might not get without seeing those trades in there. Does bringing in the evidence of these trades allow you to see a different picture of the industry of the fort, of the purpose of the fort?
It certainly does. But one of the biggest things is as we're digging across the landscape, it's not just a horizontal approach where we're digging down, but we record what goes on vertically. So we're looking at the landscape and where these activities are going on inside the fort and the layout of the fortification. We're trying to find out about Jamestown, where the people were situated, where the industry was situated, and over the past 19 years, we've been slowly piecing that together.
The picture continues to evolve, but it's something that folks can go see. This is part of a tour that you offer, and you mentioned that people can come see the dig in progress on the site. When can people come to Jamestown?
Well, we're open 7 days a week, 8:30 to 5. And the archaeology goes on Monday through Friday. We have special events, and the tour, like the blacksmith tour, the one we're talking about today, is you can get to through 1-800-HISTORY. It's also available on Historic Jamestown with an e.org. But Monday through Friday, weather permitting, we're out there digging.
So if you're here in Williamsburg for a visit, definitely don't miss Jamestown and Dave Givens' great tour. Dave, thank you for being here today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Do you have a question or suggestion for the show? Leave a comment at podcast.history.org.